Hi, everybody. Welcome to English Digest. I'm Stephanie.
And I'm Tom. And today we're going to be talking about the circus.
Yay!
The circus is coming to town. And, of course, the circus, as they say in Chinese, has something to do with horses.
Oh.
But the reason we call it a circus is because circus means a circle, right? A ring. And circuses have three rings, usually.
Yeah, did you go to the circus when you were growing up, Tom?
I sure did. Of course, I was from a very small town, so the circus wouldn't actually come to our town so much. We'd have to drive to Sioux City to see the Shrine Circus. I don't know if you've heard of the Shriners before.
I have, but I saw the Barnum and Bailey Circus, and also recently I saw a couple shows that Cirque du Soleil did.
Cool.
Yeah.
And they come to Taiwan every so often. In fact, they're coming to Taiwan this month. That's probably why we're talking about circuses. But Cirque du Soleil is not the only circus in the world. Oh, maybe about 6 or 7 years ago, the Moscow Circus was here in Taiwan. I remember taking my daughter to see that when she was very small. And they'll probably be back around sometime in the future as well. But we are talking about the greatest show on earth, the circus. Let's get to it. Let's read the entire content of today's lesson right now. Acrobats soar through the air on swings and giant hoops. Clowns make people laugh with their hilarious pranks. Agile performers walk across tight ropes high above the audience or pull off daring tricks on the backs of horses and elephants. The crowd gasps in awe and delight at the breathtaking stunts. It's a circus, the greatest show in town. A traditional circus consists of a group of traveling performers who move from town to town, putting on spectacular shows wherever they go. Typical acts range from feats of acrobatics that take place high in the air to animal acts with tame lions, tigers, and other creatures. There are often fire breathers, sword swallowers, and people who ride unicycles, which are bikes with only a single wheel. Then there are the clowns, clad in baggy suits and grotesque makeup, entertaining people with side-splitting visual humor. In Roman times, public shows took place in huge arenas where there was enough space for hundreds of thousands of people to watch. The shows involved chariot races, wild animals, and battles between gladiators. When the Roman Empire fell into decay, so did its immense stadiums, and the performers took to the road, entertaining people across Europe and Asia. In the 18th century, performing troupes started using large circular spaces for their shows. Spectators surrounded them on all sides, and the whole space was covered with an enormous tent known as the Big Top. A few of these traditional groups still exist, but in the 1970s, circuses evolved once more. Contemporary troupes now focus on their circus skills and theatrical techniques to present themes or tell stories.
Let's get started, everyone. We're talking about the greatest show on earth, which is a favorite slogan for one particular circus group, Barnum and Bailey, the greatest show on earth. An acrobat is, in the first sentence there, it's a person who does lots of tricks. Usually they're in a circus. They perform very difficult and dangerous acts. Sometimes they're swinging from a bar way up high, or sometimes they're even walking on a rope high in the air. They're able to do a lot of cool tricks with their bodies.
They sure can. And acrobats are similar to gymnasts. If you've ever watched the Olympics, you see gymnasts doing gymnastics. They're flipping up in the air and spinning around and doing stuff like that. But they're doing it as some kind of competition. Acrobats do these gymnastic feats as part of some kind of show, and they do some really amazing things. They balance tables on tops of their heads, or they try to spin plates at the end of long sticks and stuff like that. That's what acrobats do. And, well, they'll do this. They'll go through the air on swings, which sounds like the trapeze, right?
Uh-huh.
Which is kind of like an acrobat. We've also got clowns, and they make people laugh with their hilarious pranks. A clown, of course, is the person dressed up in makeup and wigs and stuff like that. Hilarious means really funny. Oh, I know a guy named Steve. He's really hilarious. Every time he tells a joke, he just makes me laugh.
And a prank is a trick that you do to someone, usually as a joke. So they're running around pulling off pranks. Now, they're also agile performers who are walking across tightropes high above the audience. Those are tightrope walkers, we call them. If you're agile, it means you're able to move your body very quickly and easily. You're very flexible. If you're a performer, you're simply a person who performs. You might be an actor. You might be a singer. Or you might be a clown or even a dancer. People who entertain other people are called performers.
And these are agile performers. I could say that monkeys are very agile. They can climb trees and swing from ropes and stuff like that. They're very fast, and they can do all sorts of things. A tightrope, of course, is a rope or maybe some kind of wire that is strung between two tight places, and people walk on them to perform balancing acts, maybe with long sticks, or they do flips on the rope or something like that. It's quite amazing to see.
Yikes.
And they are all trying to pull off daring tricks on the backs of horses and elephants, or at least other people are. If you pull something off, that means you're successful with something that was very difficult to begin with.
Mm-hmm.
How did you pull that off? How did you get Steve fired? I didn't believe you could actually fire him. I thought the boss loved him, but you managed to get him fired. How did you do that? How did you pull that off?
Or maybe your team, your favorite baseball team, wins against a really tough team. You thought you had no chance. Well, your team managed to pull off a win. So it's kind of a verb phrase we use, again, to do something very difficult successfully that you didn't expect to be successful doing. They pull off these daring tricks that take a lot of courage, and they're doing some of these tricks on the backs of horses and elephants as these animals are walking or galloping around. A horse, as it runs, is galloping. That's what we say. They gallop.
So, yes, indeed, we've got these horses galloping with these acrobats and these other people balanced on their backs. And, of course, the crowd there watching this, they will gasp in awe. Yeah, to gasp means to breathe in air rather quickly because you're scared or you're surprised. Awe is the state of being really, really respectful of something that's really magical and really fantastic. Wow, I'm in awe watching Jeremy Lin play basketball.
You can also gasp in pain if you're in a lot of pain.
Ooh, ow.
Yeah. So you can use it because of surprise, shock, or pain. And awe, as Tom said, you're really respectful or you have a strong feeling of fear and wonder over something. And they're also delighting at the breathtaking stunts. They're breathtaking because, really, you have to catch your breath as you're watching them. You can't believe that people are doing these tricks. We call them stunts, too, when they're often dangerous types of tricks or performances people do. In movies, we have stunt actors. The stunt actors are the ones who are actually in the cars or jumping off buildings. Some of those stunt actors are actually killed while movies are made, so they're very dangerous stunts.
And Jackie Chan was famous for performing his own stunts.
Uh-huh.
He did not rely on a stuntman. He wanted to do it himself. He wanted to do those stunts himself. So a stunt is a special kind of action which displays spectacular and amazing skill. And you're very brave to do those kinds of things. So that's what you can expect to see at the circus. We've got some other examples here of what you could expect to see in the following paragraph here. But again, it's a circus, and it's the greatest show in town. Now, a traditional circus consists of a group of traveling performers who move from town to town, putting on spectacular shows wherever they go. I understand this used to be more common in the early part of the 20th century there. They would go from town to town, and you could go see the circus. They would bring their own tent, and they'd put up the tent, and the show would be inside the tent. So if you talk about a circus, it consists of a group of performers, traveling performers, If you consist of something, that means you're talking about the elements or the things that make it up. So you've got all these different people who do these different performances. So that's why we say consist, to be composed of or made up of.
Yeah, my breakfast often consists of a slice of toast, an egg, and some orange juice. So that's what it's formed or made of. Well, they used to travel from town to town. They put on spectacular shows wherever they went. If it's spectacular, it's something that's a spectacle. A long time ago, glasses that we wear to see with were called spectacles. So if it's something kind of cool to see, we'll say it's a spectacle. So spectacle, the noun has been transformed into an adjective of spectacular.
Mm-hmm, indeed. And we've got typical acts. And they range from feats of acrobatics that take place high in the air to animal acts with tame lions, tigers, and other creatures, maybe elephants or monkeys, who knows. Now here we've got the word feat, and that's similar to the word stunt, but a feat here is something that you achieve, you're able to do it, and it requires great strength or great courage or great skill. And indeed, we often say feats of strength, feats of skill, some kind of accomplishment that's very difficult.
Yeah, but be careful. It's not spelled like your feet that you walk with. It's F-E-A-T, not F-E-E-T, although it's pronounced the same. When you talk about a range, you're talking about everything between a certain limit. So a group of things that are all similar. So it ranges from feats of acrobatics from this side over to animal acts, so it's a large group of things that are very similar. So it's a nice variety.
Acrobatics is the actual science of performing these different kinds of tricks. An acrobat is the person who does acrobatics. Okay, that brings us to the first half of our lesson for today. It's time now to listen to our Chinese teacher.
Hi everyone, my name is Jenny. 今天我们要看的是第七单元。 今天的主题谈的是马戏团的表演， 他说是The Greatest Show on Earth， 万秀之王。 马戏团表演到底是什么？ 第一段就告诉大家， 当然会有杂技杂耍演员 Acrobats， 那你会看到他们 乘着秋千， 然后大吊环， 在空中翱翔。 还会看到小丑， 小丑呢， 他们当然会搞一些有趣的恶作剧， Pranks 就是恶作剧， Hilarious 那是一种欢乐搞笑的， 那这样子的恶作剧让你发笑。 再来还有什么？ Agile Performers， Agile 就是动作灵敏， 这种动作灵敏的表演者， 然后他们走钢索， Tight Ropes。 谈到这样子这种表演， 他们还有什么？ 还会在马背啊， 象背上， 然后做出这种大胆的特技表演。 Pull off 这个片语， 它有一种成功的完成一个表演这样子的解释， 所以我们常常会说 pull off a show。 那这边讲的是 pull off daring tricks， 也就是成功的表演出这样大胆的特技。 观众们呢， 对于这样子的特技表演总是会 gasp in awe and delight。 gasp 这个动词啊， 它的意思就是有点这种很惊讶， 然后倒抽一口气的那个感觉， 那可以说是惊呼连连， 甚至于惊艳不已。 这当然就是马戏团表演了。 那马戏团当然会是由一群这种巡回的表演组成的。 传统上他们会到各个城镇表演， 所到之处会做出惊人的演出。 这个from town to town 就是从一个城到另外一个城， 也就是到世界各个城镇去表演。 Put on 这又是一个重要片语， Put on a show， Put on 其实就表示演出。 好， 我们再来看 下面提到演出的内容大概会是什么， 基本上包含了 range from A to B， 就是从什么到什么都有，都包括在内。 那这些表演内容它就提到了有高空特技的杂耍， 还有像一些动物的表演，驯兽表演， 包括狮子老虎等等。
It's time for us to take a short break. Stay tuned, we'll be right back.
Okay, let's continue. Here are some other things you can see at the circus. There are often fire breathers, sword swallowers, and people who ride unicycles. What's a unicycle? Well, that's kind of a bicycle with only one wheel. Actually, you can't call it a bicycle because bicycle means two wheels. So a unicycle is just some kind of pedaled vehicle that only has one wheel, and they're probably doing all sorts of tricks and feats and stunts with those unicycles. So fire breather, I think they kind of inhale some kind of a gas, and then they breathe it out, and then this big fire comes
craziness.
Out. And sword swallowers are people who actually swallow swords. I'm not sure if it's a trick, an optical illusion.
I hope it's
like
a trick.
I hope so, because my goodness, if a sword is really sharp, it could cut up your throat or something like that. But these are some things you might expect to see at the circus.
Yeah, you'll honestly get to see a lot of animals, too. Animal acts. Animals are trained to perform some cool acts. They've got some lions and tigers and other creatures like elephants. We mentioned horses earlier. But notice we have tame lions. If an animal is tame, it means it's not wild. It's been trained to obey people. But even tame lions and tame tigers can attack their trainers, attack suddenly, and kill their trainers. So be very careful. Even though they are trained, sometimes animals can surprise you and, you know, you're never safe.
Yeah, when I saw the Moscow Circus here, I should say that the lion taming act was the most boring of them to me. I like the acrobatic stuff better. But again, these are some things you can see. Fire breathers, lion tamers, the different kinds of animals, sword swallowers, unicycles. There are also, of course, the clowns. What would a circus be without clowns? And these clowns are clad in baggy suits or baggy costumes and grotesque makeup. Something's baggy when the clothing is probably too big for you. And it kind of sticks out and looks like bags or sacks. But that's what clowns wear. Grotesque means, well, kind of strange, kind of scary. I guess that depends on your interpretation. But, yes, they've got this makeup on them. And they kind of walk around and they try to make people laugh. They have this side-splitting visual humor. Side-splitting means you laugh so hard, it feels like your sides are splitting.
Grotesque is kind of an old word that we used a long time ago. But it kind of makes me reminds me of monsters when I see grotesque. Things that are a little scary and crazy looking. So there are lots of these clowns running around. Clowns aren't my favorite people.
Yeah, I think a lot of people don't like clowns.
I don't think they're funny anyway.
I don't really either, but I've actually fantasized about being a circus clown before.
Really?
Because you can act like an idiot and make money doing it.
Oh, you can do anything you want and get away with it.
Well, you can't do anything you want.
Pretty
you
much.
Have to keep it within the realms of good taste. But in any case, that's what you can expect to see at a circus. You got these clowns.
Uh-huh.
Some people like them, some people don't. Well, back in Roman times, public shows took place in huge arenas where there was enough space for hundreds of thousands of people to watch. An arena is like a big stadium. Usually, I think of an arena as being indoors.
Yeah, you got a point there. It's a building for sports and other forms of entertainment. You could have a basketball arena or a hockey arena, something that's inside. That's where there's enough space for hundreds of thousands of people to watch these acts that are being performed by the different performers. I'm with Tom. I prefer to see acrobatics. I think those are pretty amazing because a lot of those acrobats are performing without nets to catch them, which means if they fall from high altitudes, they could actually die. So, in Roman times, they actually had these public shows in these huge arenas. Where refers to the arenas. So, you're just kind of emphasizing again where the action happened, where, or in the arenas. There was enough space for hundreds of thousands of people to watch. So, if you don't want to repeat your subject, you can use where to talk about where or the location that you're talking about, where the action's taking place.
I want to go to a place where they have hamburgers, for example. A place that has them if I want to have a hamburger. Well, here, these shows in arenas back then, they weren't indoors back then, but the shows involved chariot races. which are basically races with these kinds of carts that are pulled by horses. That's what a chariot is. You had wild animals there. You had battles between gladiators. Think of the movie Gladiator starring Russell Crowe, and you get the idea. But later on, the Roman Empire fell into decay. It fell into hard times. Decay means things are breaking down from their original state. Be careful about tooth decay. If you eat too many sweets and don't brush your teeth, you might have tooth decay, you'll get cavities, and it will hurt a lot.
Yeah, and these stadiums or arenas fell into decay as well. So if they're immense, they're very, very big. So once they no longer had their beautiful stadiums and arenas, the performers took to the road. If you take to the road, it means you begin to travel. You begin a journey. So they decided, well, we don't have a good place to perform here. Let's hit the road or take to the road and entertain people in other places like Europe and Asia.
Take to also means that you kind of like somebody. For example, hey, your niece is really taken to you. In other words, your niece really likes you, is being very attracted to you or attached to you. But here, to take to the road means you begin a journey. So they started doing these traveling circuses. And again, it started in Europe and also in Asia. Now let's move on to the final paragraph for today. In the 18th century, which would be the 1700s, performing troupes started using large circular spaces for their shows. A troupe here, that's not referring to soldiers. That would be T-R-O-O-P, always in the plural, troops.
Mm-hmm.
The Americans are sending troops to Korea, for example, to defend against North Korea, as an example. But here it's spelled T-R-O-U-P-E-S, which are groups of performers. I think that's probably from French.
Mm-hmm. So it's a group of actors or singers, or here acrobats who perform together. And they started using these large circular spaces for their shows. Now, spectators surrounded them on all sides. If you're a spectator, notice it's very similar to spectacle and spectacular, which is one of our vocabulary words. If you're a spectator, you're someone who watches what's going on around you. So the fans would be seated on all sides. So that's kind of cool. And the whole space was covered with an enormous tent that's now called the Big Top. If you see the Big Top, you know they're talking about a circus tent. Enormous just means very, very big.
And you know what they say about the fire at the circus?
Yeah.
It's intense. You know, in a tent.
Oh, very good. Yeah.
Kind of a joke.
Little
here.
Joke. Uh-huh.
But in any case, sir, yes, indeed. It's called the Big Top, and whenever you see the term the Big Top, hey, you're probably talking about the circus.
Uh-huh.
And a few of these traditional groups still exist. I could also say a few of these traditional troupes still exist. But in the 1970s, circuses evolved once more. To evolve means to change gradually over time. The noun form is evolution, like Darwin's theory of evolution. But here, evolve is the verb, to develop or change gradually from a simple form to a more complex one. And yes, indeed, the circuses kind of changed their format.
Now, these contemporary troupes are modern troupes. That's what contemporary means. They focus on their circus skills and theatrical techniques. Theatrical means related to the theater, so it's sort of a drama. There's a lot of performing going on. They want to present themes or tell stories. And again, a theme is just kind of the main idea or subject that's being discussed. It'd be a theme of a movie. What's the big topic in the movie? Or it could be the theme of a book or just any piece of writing. Here they have themes in these modern circuses, especially like Cirque du Soleil. There's always a theme and they build a story around it. And it's almost like going and watching a piece of theater.
Exactly. So that's why we're saying they have these theatrical techniques as part of more of a performance or actually a stage show with all these different themes. And they tell stories. I think I heard somewhere that a performer from Taiwan is actually in Cirque du Soleil.
Cool.
Doing the Diablo thing.
Yay.
I can't remember how to say it in Chinese. But in any case, if I remember, I'll tell you next time. But for now, everybody, we're going to listen to our Chinese teacher.
好，接下来我们再来看有什么哪些奇特的表演。哦，他提到 fire breathers， 那是喷火表演，还有 sword swallowers， 那是吞剑的表演。还有一种叫做 unicycles， 那是骑单轮车的演出。 然后呢，你知道还会有小丑，其实小丑是怎么样穿着打扮的？他说呢，他们 clad in baggy suits， 这表示说穿的是那种松松垮垮的衣服。clad 这个字在这里它其实是个过去分词哦，那这个字是 clad 三态都一样，那在这里表示穿着着怎么样的衣服。还有他提到他们的化妆是 grotesque 其实就是很荒诞很奇怪的，当然他们也会有这种 side spotting， 所以让你捧腹大笑的这种有趣动作来娱乐人们。那我们接下来看一下这种马戏团的历史发展跟它的演变。我们就先从古罗马时代谈起。那他们公开的表演是在哪里举行呢？是在 arena。arena 这个字就表示竞技场，古罗马竞技场。在那边呢空间大，然后呢可以容纳数十万人来观看。那表演里头包括了什么？他说到 chariot races。那是马车竞速，还有 wild animals 就是那种野兽的表演，再来它还有 gladiators， 这个字讲的是罗马战士，罗马的竞技场里面的那些斗士，还有他们的那种战斗。不过呢后来罗马帝国怎么样 fell into decay， 这表示衰败，罗马帝国呢衰败之后 so dead as immense stadiums。 好，这是一个倒装句，当然这是一个附和句，也就是跟前面一样的跟着罗马帝国的衰败，其实竞技场也就荒废了。那表演者怎么办？ took to the road， 走上街头。那在欧洲啦，在亚洲这一里娱乐大众。好，接下来就到18世纪的时候呢，这些表演团体他们开始用大型的这种 circular spaces， 大型的圆形场地来演出。那观众就坐在四周，然后整个场地呢是盖在一张大型的帐篷之下。这个大型的帐篷他们叫它 the big top， 好，也就是说它一个主帐篷了。那再来就是有一些传统的团体其实到现在都还存在，不过我们时间演变到20世纪1970年之后，这个马戏团呢它又进化了，它进化这个动词是 evolve， 进化成怎么样？现在其实马戏团它的焦点是会摆在马戏表演还有戏剧技巧之上， theatrical techniques。你知道这个 theatrical 其实是来自于 theater 当然是指戏剧剧场的表演，所以我们讲这个形容词就是戏剧的剧场的。
Thanks for joining us everyone. We have another day to talk about the circus and how it's evolved into present day groups like Cirque du Soleil. So stay tuned and come back. We have more to tell you.
I can hardly wait. For English Digest, I'm Tom.
I'm Stephanie.
Goodbye.
Bye.